Guys, and this episode is for the guys, but there's something in here to for you gals as well. Why do we, and I'm legitimately want to ask this, and I want to hear from you, so text me at 205-249-0248, it's my cell. Why do we have trouble asking for help? I don't understand. And I'm talking to the man in the mirror as much as I'm asking, and that's really why I want to know if you have the answer to this, because even from a very early young age, I think guys, we have trouble asking for help. And for example, I was getting prepared for this episode and I started thinking about a year ago, we were staying in a cabin in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're not far from there as I'm sitting right now, but, and my wife and I were sitting out on the patio and, all of a sudden we hear my son just screaming, just bloody murder. And, so we get up, almost tackle each other, trying to get into the door to figure out what's going on. And he's just screaming and, you know, kind of showing us his arms and his neck and whatnot. And we're like, what's going on? We don't see anything. And he was in so much pain, he couldn't get anything out. And later on, what we found out was we had, one of us, I think it was my wife, had put some rice, in a, you know, one of those little rice cups with some water. Maybe it was a little bit bigger one this time, but anyway, it was in the microwave and we were making it for him. And instead of bothering us, because he thought we were, you know, I guess, I really don't know. I think he just wanted to do it on his own. He tried to get it out of the microwave and it had been boiling water and, you know, it spilled on him. It burned him. We didn't have to go to the emergency room or anything, but he had some, you know, first degree burns or whatnot on his arms. And so I was just reminded of that this morning when I was thinking of, why do we have trouble asking for help? You know, I don't get it. Some playfully call it stubbornness, and maybe that's it. But I have this thing, and if you've listened to any of the, season six, any of the previous seasons episodes, I have constantly talked about how I will just grind on a topic when it comes to one of our properties, something growing the W-2 capitalist, and I'll sit on it and I don't ask anybody for help. And then eventually I'll get frustrated and I'll go to my wife and I'll say, Cassis, and here's the issue. What are your thoughts? And immediately she just gives me the most brilliant idea on how to handle it. Now, A, that is very frustrating. very frustrating. I'm glad she's in my corner, but I wish I just had that insight a lot sooner. And this happened so many times. There is no reason why I should sit on anything. I should be go to her and say, hey, here's the issue. Give me some of that great advice you're always giving me. But I don't. It is the craziest thing. And I don't know if it's because, you know, she's our chief family officer. She's primary, you know, caretaker of our kids, homeschooling our kids, making sure we have something to eat, making sure our pantry's full, planning our trips, taking care of our B&B. She's got a lot on her plate. Maybe it's, I see that, maybe, I think probably the bigger, more accurate answer is, I don't want to look like an idiot in front of her. Now we've been through a lot together. We've been together for, 15 years, 10 of those married. And so, but I still feel like she's the one I got to impress, right? And so maybe that's it. I don't know. I have no idea. I constantly struggle with going to her and asking for help, and she gives really good advice. Matter of fact, Gwaith, who's one of my partners, we were talking about, he's one of my partners with W2 Cap Capital. And, which is a lending platform for our membership. And, he and I were talking about a trip that we're about to take, to go to Canada. And I made a comment to him. I was like, I don't want to go to Canada. I was like, I don't know what's there. I was like, I'm sure we'll have fun once we get there. And he said, well, look, because doesn't Cassie plan all the trips? I was like, yeah. She goes, has she ever let you down? Has she ever stirred your stress? I was like, well, no. I was like, well, what's the problem? I was like, I don't know. I, you know, so he made a good point. And same thing with advice when I go to her. She's never let me down. She's never stirred me in the wrong direction. I just get hung up, and I don't know what that is. So, fellas, let me know what you're struggling with. And ladies, if you're still listening, I appreciate you listening to this. Here's what I'd ask of you is it helps when I hear Cassie say thank you for allowing me to help you. It helps me want to go to her the next time. And so that continues to register as she tells me that. And so, so ladies, when your guy comes to you for your advice and asks for your help, make sure you tell him thank you for coming to you with that and allowing you to give him advice. It helps us come back and ask you for more. So, all right, let me know what you guys think about this. 205-249-0248 is my cell. Chat soon.